Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host and my guest today. How many times have you guys been in here? Is this the third time?
A few times.
Yeah.
Back, the years go by. Yeah. It's Charity Roth with the foundation director for the GACH High Hospital and Nathan with the EMS coordinator. As well.
Yes, sir.
Keeping everything going.
Yep.
Here in Jersey County. And you got events going on.
We do.
Got
a lot.
We got the big duck derby.
Lucky Duck Derby coming up.
Lucky Duck Derby.
Number five.
Yes. Fifth year.
Fifth time.
Yeah. We got to talk about that.
Yep. For
sure. That's coming up. But first, we want to talk about... the summer raffle. Big summer raffle. And what can we say? A lot of money?
Big prizes.
We're hoping so. Great prizes. Absolutely great prizes.
What's this summer raffle all about?
So the Ambulance Association is holding the summer raffle. We're very, very excited about it. We're going to be drawing on the 28th, Friday the 28th of August at 4 p.m. There will be three prizes drawn for our raffle. The first one is a $1,000 crossbow set.
$1,000.
Yes, yeah. The crossbow, it comes with the bolts and the carrying case and it's nice.
So if I wanted to take up hunting, I would be set and good to go. I would totally be ready to go.
We're excited
nice
about
case.
That.
Now, really the good. Way I understand it, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that you can use that crossbow for archery.
Correct.
To hunt deer.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's and bow season's just around the corner, so that's why we're kind of doing this. So that's our first prize. It's a really nice crossbow. Second prize is a $250 gift certificate to Fritz's Meat Processing. And let me tell you something, they got some good stuff out there.
So you can get
whatever you want. Yeah. That's exactly
$250 worth.
So if you can't shoot a deer, you can go buy some beef or whatever.
There you go. They got good stuff out there. I like Fritz's. Absolutely.
Yeah, they do a great job.
And then the third drawing is a $200 Yeti cooler. And it's the patriotic one, because of course, with this being the 250th anniversary of our great country. It's a red, white, and blue cooler. It looks pretty nice. We're very excited about it.
I know you can get coolers for less money. But
not that quality.
Not like that quality. Not like a Yeti cooler. Yeah.
It's nice. It's very stout. It's got some weight to it. We were talking about that earlier.
That's right. But it's good. It's going to keep your stuff cold.
Yeah. It's a good cooler.
Yeah.
Great brand.
It can go from one day to the next day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd be great if you were camping.
Oh,
you know,
perfect.
Like when ice is at a premium.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or even anything.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll draw on the 28th of August. Tickets are $20 a piece or three for $50. You can go on our website, which is www.jch.org, and it's /summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, to purchase tickets. They can also be purchased at the JCH resale shop on Jefferson Street or at our East Annex location on East County Road, the billing office right inside the entrance. They've got tickets. Or you can hit up one of the EMTs. They should all have tickets on them.
They're supposed to.
We're not going to stop treating our patient to sell a ticket.
That's right.
I can assure you that.
Don't stop on the way to a call.
But we do have tickets to sell.
Yeah.
All right. Now, these tickets, how many tickets are you wanting to sell?
What's your goal? We capped it at 500.
Yeah. No more than 500.
We capped it at 500.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
really
we're
good
we're
odds.
Hoping to hit it. Yeah. We're hoping to hit that.
Yeah.
We got a few more weeks.
We got a little ways to go. So and odds are really good.
Anything you're wanting to purchase with this money?
We do a variety of things, and we've been able to purchase quite a bit of supplemental emergency equipment for the ambulances. But the other thing that's equally important to us is our community outreach programs. Mm-hmm. We've donated several AEDs throughout the county. We've donated AEDs, an automated external defibrillator.
Okay.
The small boxes that can defibrillate someone if the need arises. We've donated several anti-choking devices to restaurants throughout the community.
Mm-hmm.
We've donated
The jump bags
to the law enforcement agencies in the county.
Mm-hmm. Jump bags.
Just first aid kits, emergency kits that they can carry in their police cars. We did that 2 years ago at Christmas.
Yeah,
2 or 3 years.
Ago. Yeah.
So we're always looking to do good things.
That's our purpose.
Yeah.
How can we help the people of Jersey County.
And keep them alive.
Absolutely.
Just for long enough till we get there.
Absolutely
exactly.
correct.
Exactly. Absolutely making sure correct. That the devices are in the community so that when those seconds, you know, minutes matter, that it's there and readily accessible.
I'll tell you something exciting we're working on now. Our administrator, Mr. Zachary, came back from London, and he was talking about how impressed he was that in different areas throughout London, they found AEDs and emergency devices available to John Q. Public as needed. Mm-hmm. So right now we're looking at putting a device together that we could put an AED in, we could mm-hmm. put an anti-choking device in, we could put Narcan in it, mm-hmm. different things, tourniquets, different things that could be used in an emergency. We're hoping to put a couple throughout the county, throughout mm-hmm. the community, in key spots where they'd get the best use. So mm-hmm. that's kind of in early stages, but it's something we're working on. Okay. We want to help. We want to mm-hmm. help our people.
What is like some of the top calls that you get called for?
We do, of course, realize in a town of 8,000 with six nursing home or assisted care facilities.
Yeah.
We do keep very busy with that. But you know what? Especially during the summer, we do a lot of accidents. Right? You know, the River Road keeps us busy. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of residential calls. Falls are
when you
a
say
big
River
thing.
Road keeps you busy, are you talking
lots
motorcycles?
We do have our fair share of accidents on the River Road, yes.
Yes,
yeah, unfortunately.
You know, there's a lot of residential falls that we respond to, too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just a matter of getting somebody up off the floor, mm-hmm. making sure they're okay, that kind of thing. But unfortunately, sometimes they require trip to the hospital for treatment as well. So,
can you give any tips for people when something happens, like somebody falls, or is there like
you know,
what is some good advice that you can give? Like when this happens, it happens often, and here's what you need to do.
So this is a perfect lead in mm-hmm. here, because one of the things we just discussed at a meeting the other day is being able to locate our patients, and I think people get comfortable and don't think of the things that we think of. Everybody listening, I want you to stand outside of your house and mm-hmm. look at your house number mm-hmm. and tell me if you think that someone who's never been to your house before and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, can we find your house quickly? Is it clearly marked? Is it lit up, your house number? You know, our GPS does wonderful things to get us where we're going, but it's mechanical, and mechanical things fail.
And time is
time is of the essence. Is exactly right. Yeah. It's a perfect segue for that, Chris, because we were just talking about this last week in a meeting. Mm-hmm. It is so important when literally seconds count that we are able to find you. So if you can't stand in your front yard or in the street in front of your house and very clearly see your house number.
Very clearly.
Neither mm-hmm. can we.
Yeah.
Neither can we.
Yeah.
So,
and how about
illumination?
Illumination's
helps as well.
A
if
big
they're
deal.
Able to get a solar light or something to shine on those numbers,
absolutely.
Just something that simple that
think
at
ahead.
Nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right, folks. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
For sure. How about out in the country mm-hmm. when we got country roads?
Very challenging. And the mailbox is 100 yards from the house, and the numbers are 2-inch tall numbers that are worn out. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I mean, seconds absolute. Now, if it's that you've tripped and fallen and need help up, that's not as urgent as if you're having a stroke or you're suffering a heart attack, things mm-hmm. like that. Yep. The seconds really count. We really need to be able to find you quickly.
Mm-hmm. If I think somebody's having a stroke, what's the key thing I need to do besides call?
That is the key thing. But the other thing, and it may seem very simplistic, make sure that we've got a clear path to your house. Mm-hmm. Make sure we got a clear path inside the house.
Oh.
You know, it's one thing to just walk into your house, but we're bringing a big stretcher with us.
Right.
And we need to be able to get into you. We also have what are called stair chairs, devices we were able to purchase some new ones last year, very excited about. That we can put someone in to get them up and down stairs, get them out of the house mm-hmm. a little more easily. But always think about a clear path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make it so we can get to you. Make it so we can find you, and make it so we can get to you. Those things that take a few extra minutes can really make a big difference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How many calls do you? What's your average amount
just,
of calls?
Did you say per month?
Oh, well, will you tell me?
I think we're just under 3,000 annually.
3,000.
Now that is everything that we do. Whether it's a 911 call, whether it's a transfer to another facility, just under about 3,000 a year. And so not only do we provide coverage for Jersey County, but we provide supplemental coverage mm-hmm. for some of our surrounding counties as well. All right. You know.
And now this raffle, $20 a ticket, $3, $4, $50.
You got it.
And got some great prizes.
We're excited.
Everybody's heard those. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Charity Roth with the Foundation Director with JCH Hospital and Nathan Bishop, the EMS Coordinator there at the Jersey. And with this big summer raffle, you're going to pull it the 28th of August on a Friday.
On a Friday.
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And tickets can be bought up until 3:58. We would rather you buy them now, but
right.
Hey, don't.
Yeah.
You know, and we find a lot of times people will wait till the last minute to buy tickets, and that's okay.
Yeah, you'll take the money.
We'll take
the
money.
But we could sell out, so get them early.
That's true. We are capping at 500.
That's right. Could sell out. So.
And after this interview,
they're going to go like crazy. You better believe they are.
Yeah.
And I promise you, we are putting your money to good use. Not only to help support the ambulance service itself, but the community as a whole.
Yes. Sounds good. Yeah. And the next event is the annual Lucky Duck Derby.
Yeah.
Charity, are you excited about that?
I am. Always excited about ducks. There's lots of ducks all going. So this is our fifth year doing this. We, too, offer prizes. We have the duck race itself, which the top prize for that is $1,000. Second prize is $500, and then third is $250. And then we usually have about 35 to 40 additional prizes. So there's one of 40
good prizes.
Really good prizes. Donated by our local businesses, which are amazing. So good and so generous.
Absolutely.
So that's the one of the key pieces of the event. Those tickets you can buy without even attending the event, so you would have a chance to win. Each entry, each duck that you buy is a duck that actually gets dropped in the lazy river, and they race around, and we pull those winners.
And I get to swim with
Nathan
them.
And Nathan swims in the water.
The best job of the entire event.
Yeah.
I'm the one in the water. I love it.
That's right.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure.
He's
Charity's running around, dressed in sweat,
doing
14 doing
all
things,
the work,
and Nathan's doing the backstroke during the lazy river.
So those tickets for that, you can buy one duck for $10. You can buy a quack pack. For three for $25. Everything's got to have great duck names, you know?
Absolutely.
Or we have a Quacker's Dozen, which would be 13 for $100.
So how much is the quack pack?
The quack pack is three for $25. So three ducks for $25.
Okay.
Yeah. And you have a chance for $20,000. And actually, because there's multiple ducks, you can win multiple prizes. So it's possible. We've had to have some people. I think somebody in this room might have won a couple of prizes last year.
It was not me.
Maybe more than one.
Some good prizes.
Yeah, you did.
Some really good prizes.
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's the...
And I don't win anything. So if I win, anybody can win.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So those can be purchased at jch.org/lucky. Online, you can do that, or you can purchase those in person. Our Hope Chest Resale Shop on Jefferson, you can purchase those there. I, of course, have always got them for sale. Grafton Technologies is selling them for us, too. The Auxiliary Gift Shop in the hospital, which, by the way, is an amazing shop, and
yes,
if people haven't
is.
Been in there, make sure they pop in to see all the great stuff that we have there, too.
Now, is that shop, that's the shop across the street from the Jersey Police Station?
So the resale shop, yes, is located across from the Jersey.
Can you get them there?
They can get them there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
they can get them at the resale shop.
And also in your...
In the gift shop at the hospital.
Yep. Okay.
A lot of people forget about our gift shop.
And there really is some cool stuff in the gift
really
shop.
There's really cool
there
stuff.
There really is.
Really? What kind of cool stuff?
So, you know the porch geese that are so popular right now?
We've
got porch geese. So I said, I'm literally duck, goose. How crazy is that?
Perfect.
Yeah.
I got ducks and geese.
Do you hang around the gift shop at all?
I actually manage the gift
shop. You manage the gift shop.
Yes. So I oversee the gift shop as well.
Well, the gift shop, you know, like if it's you got birthdays or something, what do you have in there?
Oh my goodness, we've got all kinds of stuff. We've got cards, we've got gifts.
Always
it is truly
stuff.
A gift shop. We just got a new product line of some like nice household cleaners and things like that.
Birthday gifts,
jewelry,
Mother's Day gifts.
Yes,
absolutely. We've got
Christmas,
all of those types
Christmas stuff for you.
Yeah, it's a great. If you need a gift, I mean, really pop in. We've definitely got something for everybody.
And the nice thing, you know, it's not overpriced.
Correct.
Right.
No,
good
right.
prices.
Yeah,
and you probably
quality.
Have sales.
Yep.
We do have sales in there as well, and it benefits the hospital as well too.
It's important to have a hospital.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
So you might have seen this out at the fairgrounds. Our ambulance department just got a new side by side.
Yeah.
that we can use for off-road rescue and special events.
I saw you popping a wheelie across the parking lot. Yep, that was it. You?
That was me. That was me. And that was partially funded by the Ambulance Association and partially funded by the Ladies Auxiliary that runs the gift shop. So. Mm-hmm.
So you got a side-by-side.
It's nice. Yeah. It's really, really nice. We're very appreciative for the support for that.
Yeah. And how will you use the side-by-side?
We use it a lot for special events. We'll be at the football games, at the fair, baseball tournaments, things like that. But it can be used for off-road rescue. You know, somebody gets our wins our crossbow, but falls out of the deer stand. You know, we can get to them a little easily in our side-by-side than we can in the ambulance.
Yeah, and we have had situations where it was challenging to get the ambulance in a remote area. So this would allow them. It's got the backboard that they can go straight to the person and be able to.
If I had an accident, or knew somebody that had an accident and they're in the woods. Whenever you made the call in, you could say,
the dispatcher.
Hey, this is going to be tough to get to.
We're
bring side by side.
Yeah. Any information, when you call 911, any information you can provide the dispatcher will be beneficial, I promise.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you have it on a trailer?
We have a trailer for it. Now, it actually can be, if it's close, if it's just outside of town, we could drive it straight to the scene. But we do have a trailer for it and can be pulled with our SUV.
So it can be taken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Other areas.
And it probably got some equipment on it.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It absolutely does.
And is it like a one person side by side?
It's actually a four person, a four seater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's a big one.
It's a big one.
Yeah. It's very nice.
It is a really nice one.
And we do use it at the duck event as well.
It'll be at the duck event
because
as well.
Because of the terrain of Raging Rivers, because it's on the hillside, sometimes our guests need a little bit of assistance. So, Nathan, that's another job Nathan gets is to...
I'll play Uber in the side-by-side to get people up the hill.
Give people a lift up to the VID section of the duck derby.
Hey, I know we've talked about the ducks, you know, at the duck derby and the race. But there's a lot of other cool things
going
on.
There is a lot more. Yeah. If you're able to come down, we want you to be able to come and
join us.
Because
you got entertainment.
We do.
Who's the entertainment this year?
So we have the high school band will be playing for the first part from about 4:30 to about 6 o'clock. And then Brian Hutchinson does a fantastic job DJing for us. And he is amazing.
He did such a good job calling the races and stuff
last year.
Yes.
So he'll be playing some great music for us. And we enjoy it.
And then how about the food?
Food, oh my gosh, the food. So George,
so what are we selling?
What are we selling?
What are we doing
have
there?
We have a general admission tickets to the event are $10 in advance or $20 at the door. New this year for the event is the wave pool will be open to guests to be able if you want to bring your family down and play in the wave pool. That'll be open, and then the Itty Bitty Surf City and the Treehouse Harbor. So the wave pool is new this year. So folks can come down and do that. We'll have a food stand there, or if people want an elevated experience. We have VID tickets, very important duck.
Yes.
So for $60, then that includes a buffet-style meal catered by George's Pub and Grill. Yep. And he does an amazing job. And it also includes cocktails. And then you do save on your duck entries if you are a VID to the event. So it's great, and great food, and great time talking to everybody. And then we have other races at the event as well. We have a basket raffle, which is, again, a lot of donated prizes, and people can purchase chances for that. We'll have a silent auction. There's a lot.
There's a lot going on.
It's a great event.
We pack a lot into it.
We do.
And we have fun with it.
And we added a new event this year.
New.
So
and
if you're...
And whose idea was this? New that?
Well, somebody.
It was your...
This lady, right here.
Charity.
Yeah.
Always coming up with new stuff.
Again, on the duck theme, we are having a Kentucky Derby hat contest. So if you want to...
Kentucky Derby.
I'm already planning my hat.
Kentucky Derby. That's right. So... Think Kentucky Derby meets Duck Derby in Illinois.
And this
Illinois.
Is for women and men.
Women and men. Get a hat, decorate it however you would
like to. What's the rules?
Just has to have a duck on it.
Just a
needs
duck.
To have a duck. Should be family friendly.
Picture of a duck.
Oh, it needs to be a rubber duck. It's got to have
a real duck.
Needs to have a rubber duck on there. In some
Any
way.
Other rules? I don't want to get disqualified.
Just a rubber duck. Just a rubber duck. And then we will have...
Or does it have to be rubber?
We'll just say a duck. It could be a duck. If you, yeah, if you want to have a decoy.
Not a real one. We're not going to duct tape. We're not going to duct tape a live duck to our duck hat. our Kentucky Derby hat.
Our Kentucky Derby. Yeah, but we'll have some judging on that. And
judging it? Are you judging it, Charity?
I'm not judging, no. We'll have QR codes. You can scan the QR code, and then you can vote for whomever you think is the best. So roam around with your hat on at the event. And
and then you have judges mixed in?
So anybody.
Everybody's
any guest
a judge.
Everybody's a judge. So you'll scan the QR code. Like, if you'll be number five, we'll say. And so they scan the QR code, then they go on to vote for Chris's amazing hat, number five.
That's
and then
right.
We'll tabulate those results. Those will all come in, and we'll make that announcement at the event. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And what do they win?
We're working on that, but it will be a gift card of some type. So,
okay.
Yeah, we might have a special sponsor for that. There'll be more information to come on that one. So, yeah.
Wow, a lot of stuff.
It's a busy few days.
Yeah.
It's a busy few
a
weeks before it, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
But
be remiss if I did not mention our sponsors, though.
I agree.
We could not do our events without our sponsors. Again, the businesses that contribute items for our silent auction and all of those things are amazing, but we do have some really good title sponsors this year, are amazing premier sponsors. So Jerseyville Banking Center, Heartland Bank and Trust, Marsh & McLennan Agency, Seidenstricker Nobe Partners is one of them this year, and Jersey State Bank are the ones who have reached out at this point to be those large dollar sponsors. And if anybody else would want to contribute,
we would love it.
And we hope to raise about $50,000 for the event. And the event the proceeds do go towards purchasing new ambulances for the hospital.
New ambulances?
Because they are not cheap.
Yeah.
And the hospital does an amazing job funding and supporting the ambulance service of Jersey County. It's, believe me when I say, it's taxing. It's not a cheap undertaking. Events like this make a big difference.
I can't imagine what AMIS. What does an AMIS run?
Typically, this day and age, you're going to spend $200,000 for an empty ambulance.
Yeah, it's probably $300,000.
By the time you put everything on it, you're going to be approaching $300,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we do put a lot of miles because of the large coverage area, just the counties that we cover.
We put a lot of miles on our trucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're sure glad to have you all taking care of us here in Jersey County.
We appreciate that.
And now the ambulances, they cover Jersey County, or do you go beyond Jersey County?
So our primary responsibility is Jersey County.
Okay.
But we also provide mutual aid coverage to a couple of the surrounding counties.
Okay. They need
we help them, they help us kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So.
Yeah. Well, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. The big lucky duck coming up, the ducky raft.
September 10th.
September 10th.
It'll be here before you know it.
And then August the 28th, a Friday, we're pulling for the big summer raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Great prizes there.
Yep.
So, and you can get those tickets all over the place.
That's right.
Concerned
That's
with the right. hospital. Everybody
right.
knows. Everybody's selling them.
That's right.
All right. Yep. So thanks for coming in.
Hey, we appreciate
you guys so much for having us. We appreciate it.
You guys take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.